everybody, and welcome to Laughing Without Fear. I'm Jaewoo.
And this is Iz.
And we are so glad to be back for another wonderful podcast.
Okay, it's spring. It's officially spring. I know, I think that we said it last time, but yesterday in Seattle, we got a little sun. And I kid you not, it felt like summer. And I said, whoa, we just sped it up. We were walking the doggy and everyone was just saying hello. I think it was just something different. There's something different. Everything's blooming. Oh, I'm just, can you believe it? Can you
That's
believe it?
wonderful. I think it's funny because now we have really rainy weather here where we had sun a couple of weeks ago and we talked about this. It's now rainy and dreary.
No. Hey everyone, sorry. I just thought I'd really just, celebrate together.
No, it is. It's wonderful.
I love being outside. I was literally, I had a phone appointment with my doula yesterday. I had a baby, as we talked about a couple episodes ago.
Yes.
And we still keep in touch.
Aww.
And she said, I just wanted to chat with you, check in, but I also thought you'd probably be outside. And I said, yeah, I'm actually on my way to the park.
Of course you
So
were.
The whole park was full and we got good parking, But once I got there, I was like, mom has parked and we are going on this trail. We're coming back. And it was fun. And it just made my day being out there.
Yeah.
And I'll talk about this more a little later, but it was, part of that walk was enriching. And just love that we're here and we're thinking like together right now, because I was thinking about all of the fam listening. And I guess that's part of what I'm thankful for. I just went too far.
I was just gonna ask, I was like, is this the thing you're thankful for? Because we always like to do that at the beginning.
I guess so. I was really thankful for being able to pray out loud. It was kind of this weird place to like be in, because I have a friend who was traveling a few years ago, but she was telling me that she was in a country where that's not all the time possible. And not that I'm not aware,
yeah,
but I think
no,
when
I
you know
yeah.
somebody. You yes, that's
I've,
right. You
I've
tell
been
us
there.
more. Yeah, for sure. So it's definitely it just really dawned on me yesterday when I was on it's kind of this miniature hike. If anyone is listening from Seattle, it's at Stewart Park. It's like this miniature trail sitch. There's a forest C-section. And it's about like 2.5 miles maybe. But with the dog and the baby that's almost 30 pounds, it can feel a little bit like
Whoa,
a challenge,
yeah, for sure.
And I felt challenged literally in the spirit to pray. And I was like, okay, God, like I wanna pray. But then I felt so thankful because I started praying out loud. And I didn't even it was this play I was in this really cool place that I was like, wow, I'm really thankful I can pray out loud. Because I was just thinking about friends, like thinking about us and our fam here online. And there was this section where I was just like in this thankfulness moment. And I was like, oh, the fact that we can do this and not like, and raise my hands up and not, like care. Whoa. Yeah. Thankful for that.
No, that's it's
Did
a
not
big
take
deal.
It for granted. Yes, it is. It really is. Even just to literally for freedom of speech in the US, I will say, yes, I am thankful for that. So,
I am thankful. So my husband had a birthday this last week. He turned 30 finally. And
I'm clapping.
I know. So we had a little birthday party with his family on Saturday. And then this Saturday, we're going to do a little get together with some of his friends. So that's fun. But I'm just thankful for him, I guess. We're also about to have our 1 year anniversary in the next couple weeks. So yeah, it's crazy to think about this sometimes, like I went over to Dubai for a, 3 months and randomly met a man from another country, and now he's my husband. It's crazy.
Oh, congrats, you guys. She's in love. She's still a newlywed in the first year. I
I
love
know.
it.
But it
Yay!
is crazy that we've gone
Oh.
almost a whole year now.
Yes, and happy birthday, of course, to your
Yes.
husband. I
I
don't want to give
know.
away his name. But hey, shout out to the hubby.
His nickname is
Yes.
Ritzy.
Oh. Hey, Ritzy.
Eden gave him that nickname.
I'm obsessed. That's a good nickname. That's a good nickname. Again, congratulations to both, just like yay on celebrating. And yeah, whoa, that sounds like okay, so I gotta ask, is there something different in the Netherlands that you do for a birthday party than here in the US?
Birthdays here are actually quite a bit different than birthdays in the US for sure. Like, that is something I noticed. It's very interesting. Although I would say that is like traditionally how they do birthdays. A lot of people don't like doing that anymore because they're like, oh, it's, it's a tr old tradition. Like, we'd rather just, do whatever we want. But like, they do this call, they call it the circle of life, where like, you basically all sit in a circle and you can only talk to the people that are immediately to your left and right of you the entire time. And also, whoever's birthday it is, they're the ones that host it. So they're the ones that are hosting the party, and they serve everybody the entire time. And
I have
also,
heard of this.
what was that?
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say I have heard of the part of the host serving and the host. Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, continue. Sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, that's okay. And then also, the only other thing that I was going to say is that you congratulate other people for that person's birthday. So like, people came up to me and was like, congratulations on your husband's birthday. So everybody congratulates other people on his birthday.
Oh, okay. That is there. I have not heard that one, but that's really cool. I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like you're like, oh, that wouldn't be part of the main thing, in general here. Yeah.
It's mostly like the
Oh, well,
family
that's.
members, like your husband or your like parents and things like that, your family members. Like, I wouldn't go and congratulate his friends, but like his mom and dad and things like that, I would.
Did you do that to his mom and dad?
Yes, because they say it first and then I'll say it back to them.
Oh, okay.
And it's a
That's so fun.
felicity, or, that's what you say. That's how you say, congratulations.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that. And also, what did you like serve? Is that weird to ask? Or like
No.
post and okay.
Oh, that's normal. We did normal stuff for that. Like, we did, like bread and dips. And I made ranch even, actually. I have ranch powder that I bought from the US. So I make my own ranch. And like veggies, and stuff like that. There's also very popular to do Dutch snacks, which are like, I don't even know if we have enough time for me to try to describe all the different Dutch snacks, but like chicken nuggets, this thing called frikandel, which is like kind of like a hot dog type thing, a croquet, which is like a croquette, not croquet. Croquette
Yeah,
is like a
I was
little
there with you.
fried. Well, I'm gonna get in trouble with the Dutchies if I say it wrong, so I gotta say it right,
I gotcha. I feel like I had them before. We have similar things in Mexican culture, similar things, not the same, but yeah, that's so fun. Oh my gosh, it looks so yummy. I can't wait.
I know. So everybody's like, oh, everything's always healthier over there. I'm like, well, only if you're not including all of the fried stuff that everybody eats.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. I gotta say, those hot dog ones, I'm a hot dog fan.
Okay, yeah,
Listen,
I actually like
yeah,
it. It's definitely different than a hot dog. I will say that. Like, do not think it's the same, but it's the closest thing in my mind that I can say is that it's like the closest thing to a hot dog that I can think of.
Hot dog, is it like corn dog? Is it like fully breaded or
No,
is it like
that one
no?
is not breaded. It's like, oh, it's like more textury than a hot dog though. But it's basically like a mixture of parts of animal, basically. It's like, yeah.
I love it. Thank you for sharing all of that. I just needed to get a little bit more of the experience.
For
So I
sure.
feel enriched, culturally enriched
Absolutely.
already.
Well, you
Oh.
could be so enriched if you guys came and visited us in the Netherlands.
Ooh. Well, we're not saying no. We're not
Yeah.
saying yes on this specific date either. So
Yeah.
we'll get deets out when we do. Oh, can't wait to maybe do a podcast together.
Oh yeah,
Yes,
that is
we
something
did
that we
that.
haven't told everybody. So because I'm going to be in the US in May, Izzy is also going to come to Walla Walla and we're going to do our podcast together in the same place.
I know because right now, yes, Seattle time right now is what, 5 a.m.? Yeah, 5 a.m. right now,
It
and she's
is
probably in a different.
1:30 p.m. here.
There you go. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
always just so fun to try to figure out our times, but we're excited to do one together in the flesh.
The first time
Coming
ever.
up. Yes, the first time ever. Yeah,
Yeah,
wild,
that will be
wild.
fun.
Oh. So cool. Well, Jay, do you want to get us started on what we're going to be talking about today?
Yes, so we are sticking with our Psalms theme today, and we are going to be discussing Psalm 91, which I will say it is a hefty one. It's a pretty long, chapter, but it's so packed full of such good stuff in it. So I'm like, we have to do the whole thing. Like, it's just so good, you know?
Absolutely. It really is one of the Psalms that I was surprised how, I mean, not that I don't get enough of scripture, like as you guys probably know, you can literally grab one verse and dissect it. But
Right.
this one is just, I wouldn't even say heavy. It's more of a encompassing of so much. And yeah, it was a really cool one to kind of go back and look in all the details. And it's kind of for me, it felt warm, but I think we should read the psalm first because it's
Absolutely.
so cool. Yes. Do you want to read a version of
Yeah.
yours? And then, okay, cool.
So I picked the NLT this week. I liked the NLT
Nice.
version. I was looking at the different versions and I really liked this one. So I'm going to read that one if that's okay.
That's the one I picked, so perfect.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers, he will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and your protection. Oop, and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, those evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation.
Wow,
I know, right?
beautiful. Amen. Amen. Yes. Ooh, every time I read it and listen to the whole thing, it is a different piece of it. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, so cool. I have to ask, did you feel like there was a theme for you when you were studying it?
This scripture is something that I have used quite a few times in my life during difficult moments. And so it actually just really reminded me of some of the scariest moments of my life when we read the scripture over us, declared this, and I've been able to be protected from things that, you don't even know what all you're protected from, honestly. But yeah, it really just reminded me of all the things the Lord's brought me through, and like the times when, you get into a situation where you're like, I don't know how we're going to get out of this, but the Lord will find a way, and He's always done that for me. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, just reminding me of His faithfulness to in my life.
Absolutely. Whoa. Yeah, and this psalm, I would say. My grandma, the first time I was really praying this, and kind of similar, where kind of a protection or using this as a prayer was given to me by my grandma on this. She said, "You can," I think she didn't write it down, but it was printed, but it had some kind of little notes, and she said she folded it up. She's like, "You can put it in your wallet." Yeah, she's like, "You can pray that all the time, any day, and God will be there with you just in that moment." And she's like, "You'll see, like, His angels are gonna come and like save you, you know?" And I was like, "Okay, like, thank you." 'Cause yeah, similarly, I think when I have been in the roughest, and I think she's seen me where. I think as a mom, looking into your eyes, I think they know, oh, you really need something sometimes I can't give you. And in case I'm not there, here you go. I think it was that kind of moment. But yeah, literally putting that in my pocket, is something she gave to me, and kind of what you're saying, his faithfulness of that promise. Of going back to it any time, it's kind of a cool thing to look back and yeah, it's totally relatable because this world isn't, we live in a world of sin, unfortunately, but yeah, that we can experience not feeling protected all the time, and here comes the Lord saving us with this, reminding us within his beauty and majesty how he can come and yeah come and I thought it was something warm for me, like I felt warm in my heart, and kind of like I think there's a part of it, if I'm not mistaken, it's four, looking at okay yeah I'm looking at it now. And it's verse 4 says, "He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings." That part, I think that's a part where I sat on that for so long and thought of myself, maybe because I'm reading a lot of kids' books and they have a little like chicks and, and Mama had a
Had a little
little
mama
rabbit.
hen,
And
yeah.
yeah. And there's this one book that Baby David has where it makes all the noises. And I kid you not, like, making all these silly noises. But I feel sometimes like that, like a mama hen, with him. Or, and I'm like, I feel like God would come and warm me up like that and under his feather and just feel that protection, like, feel that, like, I want to cover you and I want to take care of you. When you're not feeling your best, or when you're not feeling like you're afraid, or yeah, but he is so faithful, like you were saying, and yeah, thanks for sharing that part of faithfulness. I think that's what it reminded me of.
It actually reminds me of something. So my mom, like amazing woman of God that she is, so full of wisdom, and so that the part that's number seven, where it says, "Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you." I cannot tell you how many times my mom has recited that to me. And
Whoa.
we were missionaries when I was a kid. We lived in India, and I remember my mom tells me this story quite often, and she says, like, she was praying to the Lord because my sister was 3 and I was 5 when we moved over there. And she was praying and she was like, "God, am I just dumb for taking my two small children to a third world country? Like, what am I thinking, you know?" And the Lord says to her, "What makes you think I can protect them any less there than I can here?" And so she was like, "Oh, okay, great. Glad we cleared that up." And so ever since then, she's always had this, like, in this insane peace over me and my sister, and like protection over us, that the Lord is going to protect us. And so even when I have gone off and done missions on my own, people have always been like, "Are you afraid of, Jessica, and like what's happening? Like, are you worried about her?" And she's like, "No, I trust that the Lord said he's going to protect them. It doesn't matter where they're at." And so I just think of that too. Like, my mom is really held fast to that principle of trusting that God will protect her children. And that's something that I think is really cool too.
Yes, I mean, this whole psalm is about trusting the Lord, and it's almost so cool to see it in practice. And not that I like the one of the first things I thought of when you were talking about earlier, about when you're a missionary. I remember you telling me in the Red Roof House when we lived together in the discipleship home that there are so many stories where you had, I think you had gone to India with your grandma at some
Yeah,
point.
I did.
And had also experienced the Lord coming through for her and you while you were on this trip, and you came back, and like it was kind of, we had our ups and downs with things happening with the, just like being a missionary, but you really felt God's protection. And one of the things that that came to mind on this one was this. That's so crazy that you brought that up too. Because I was gonna ask, is there a story you wanted to share? But I didn't think you were gonna share when you're like, when you've been a missionary. So that's really cool. And I know for knowing you, how much you said that you felt the presence of God in those times. You're like, no, it's literally the Lord.
Oh, I can't even tell you how many times I know that I probably would have been in trouble, but I felt peace and like the Lord was protecting me. Like, so many different stories of different times where I've been places in the world where I would have been in trouble if it wasn't for him, for sure.
Yes.
So
And the fact that like your mom was so faithful about coming to the Lord and asking him, and I think that's just passed, it's like a blessing that's passed on not just to your mom, but she's given it to your sister and you and your family. So
I feel very blessed to have, that rich legacy, family legacy with the Lord. I feel like it's definitely something that could be taken for granted, but I'm very thankful for that. And I know, like, for you have a your grandma is, loves the Lord, and so even, having praying grandmas are like a huge, huge thing. It's like people don't realize how much that can affect your life.
yes, she literally wakes up. Probably she's probably awake right now praying. I'm not kidding. She's like in her, I think she's in her 80s now. I'd have to like do the math, but yeah, and just gets up literally. She prays all the time. Like we get in the car and she'll start praying, and then at times, this is so awful of me. Okay, so grandma, forgive me. But now I get it as an adult. But I remember I always get like, she'd murmur her prayer in the car or anywhere we'd go. She's praying all the time. I kid
My
you not.
gosh,
Like
that's crazy.
she'll be cooking, she'll be like praying. It's so amazing.
That
And
is.
now again that I like know as an adult what that's like to pray over your kids and like pray over your meals. Or but when I was much younger, like in my teens, I was awful. I was like, stop praying. It's making me nervous.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't, we take for granted that you know, our grandmas are like, because my grandma's prayed for me too every day. She tells me that I pray for you every day, and I'm like, wow, I don't pray
Yeah,
for
and
anything
they
every
do.
single day.
I do.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
and I love them. Yeah, shout out to grandmas today. If you have a grandma, tell them you love them. Not part of the challenge.
Not part of the challenge, but do it.
It,
Okay,
okay? It gives
Izzy, I have a
lessons.
question for you. Let's get this
Yeah,
back on track.
tell me. Yes.
So my question for you is like, okay, so the theme throughout this, as we talked about, is like God's protection and things like that. And I wanted to know, like, in your life, when you come to a moment of like having that fear or being worried or anxious about, you know, whatever, like, how do you deal with that? Like, what do you do?
Yes, I think I like to just go. I know this sounds probably like super simple, but literally, I will just go outside. And when I was working with friends, I was at this one organization. I'm happy to say the name out since I'm not there anymore. Friends of Youth. It's a local nonprofit that is with works with youth and foster care. And specifically, I was working at a group home for like 3 years. And it was my first actual job right after graduating college, like actual like 4-year university college. And it was a time where we had a lot of we had what they call DBT. I think it's dialectal behavioral therapy, I believe that's what it's called, or it stands for DBT therapy. And one of my favorite things to do is just go outside or like change your temperature if I'm feeling a little anxious. But when I go outside, usually, like I try to pray and kind of I would do a lot of the therapy things that they would do, but then bring in the Lord part of
Yeah,
it. And so I
that's cool.
usually do a lot of therapy based, recommendations or something. But then make God the center of it. Like it's almost like running to the Lord first before I would run to, I mean, I love my husband or like I love my parents, but it's like I now after kind of like what you're saying, like going through trials, going through the fire, going through like the hardest things in your life, you kind of do find yourself, right? Like in these situations where you're like, oh God, it is my right, like God is my refuge, God is my place of safety. And I do want to trust him. And you kind of learn to trust him when you go back and have to be in those situations, whether it's, yeah, all the things. And so I think I was mentioning, yeah, I think even when we like started getting together as like a podcast fam, like I was going through like one of the hardest things in my life, in my family, and in my marriage. And it was just a lot of things going on. And my husband wouldn't mind sharing this because it's part of our testimony. But it was such a difficult time to like believe for our family. I'd gone through like a miscarriage. It was a lot. Like we had just gone through not really easy things on our first year. And it was also COVID, may I say. Okay, so if
True,
you all
very true.
know made it through COVID, you know. But it was super, if not the darkest time, because I was like literally felt like alone, right? Because like COVID alone already like put you in this bubble and not a lot of contact. So it did feel like a physical putting away. And God really, like I remember like one of the things that I like doing was switching back to like your temperature. And whether it's hot, if you're hot, then like try something like a cold pack or going outside or something, or vice versa. Like you're feeling cold and you're seeing like you're in the AC, right? Because it happens like that in the US, where you're just like freezing cold from the inside, and then you go outside because it's warm, and yeah, that kind of stuff. And so it would feel like you smell something really different than like what you're in the middle of or something. Like as an essential oil, it like your mind, your brain kind of like snaps you out of it. But I'm always like, God, like bring in your scent of like the Holy Spirit or like your aroma,
Ooh,
or like God,
okay.
like like come and protect me and warm me up or something
Yeah.
like that. And so I like to use a lot of those I guess things that I, little nuggets here that I learned by
Yeah.
working there, because it was a time where I was trying to figure things out, and then
Totally.
when I was going through the darkest days, I think the Lord really was like, I want to show you how I want to come through for you. Yeah, so
Yeah.
thanks for asking that. But I will say the part of the psalm
Yeah.
that I still kind of get teary reading this one is verse 14. It says that the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name.
Oof,
When they call
so
on my
good.
name, I will answer. Yes, I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. That was verse 14 to 15. The part that gets me almost every time is that when we call on his name, he answers. And I have found that in those times. Like
Totally.
this one really hits home when I would call on his name in the darkest of times. I cannot ever really, maybe that's part of the mystery of faith that we just don't know, but his presence was so there, and he did answer me, and I feeling like rescued, like a daughter, and now being honored. I feel like with David in those like dark times when it was like, like I was saying, like the miscarriage and COVID, and it was those times where it was sometimes like things happen that you can't have like a lot of control. But when I did call on his name, the fact that he not just answered, but just the fact that he says he rescues you, and then just almost uses you like, yeah, and just says like, I will honor that. Like we it's like we don't it's not honoring him. I mean, it is, but it's like he still honors us. It's so cool. Like we really partake of it at
That's
the
really
table.
beautiful. And like he churns everything for our good, you know, like that's also a scripture. Like I love that God's like, I'm not gonna just take you out of this bad situation, but I'm gonna take that bad situation and I'm gonna churn it in a way that somehow it's going to be for your your benefit, like in a positive way. Even though it's like your darkest season or your darkest thing that you've ever been through, somehow I'm gonna turn it around for you. And I just love that about the Lord.
Yes, it's the assurance that he'll turn around, the assurance of his presence, the assurance of the protection in the midst
Absolutely.
of all the hardship. Yeah,
I think
it's
that's how,
truly
oh, sorry.
majestic. Yeah.
And I think that's like how you can truly have peace. Like people are like, I don't understand this idea of like having peace in the middle of a bad situation or like in chaos. And I'm like, it's all about that assurance that the Lord's going to take you through it.
Yes. Yeah, because he will.
Right.
He really, really will.
Because he's faithful and he always will be.
Yeah, just the overcoming and how much
Totally.
victory he get through him is time and time again, not just in the Bible, but I think the more I talk to, friends that are Christian, it's like there it almost becomes like, oh, of course, like a no-brainer. But I think when we're through it, like what you're talking about, it can seem that it's so difficult. Like, we do see again similar things, like you will trample on lions and cobras. That doesn't mean there won't be lions and cobras. That doesn't mean we won't do those. But then the verse after that, or the part of that verse after that, says you will crush fierce lions and serpents. So it's like the reassurance is there.
It's not that you won't ever have trouble, because they, you know, it says in this life you will have trouble. Like that is a po that is a fact that that will happen. But and the big but, the Lord will get you through it.
Yes. Sorry. I was such a little girl. I'm like,
You're laughing because I said butt.
big ball.
Big butts. I like big
Like,
butts and I cannot lie.
ladies and gentlemen, we are in Seattle. I had to my mind, okay. Isn't it a Seattle song? I think it is.
It's
Like
a
Sir Mix a Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, yeah.
They're a
He's
Seattle
from
band.
Seattle.
I'm pretty sure they're a Seattle band. If I'm not honoring Seattle now in a good way, I'm so sorry.
Well,
But pretty sure Sir Mix a Lot is from Seattle.
there's a ton of artists that are from Seattle, people don't realize. So I wouldn't be
Yes.
surprised.
Man, sorry,
I mean,
we deviate every time.
Nirvana, the Foo Fighters. Macklemore.
All right. Macklemore, yep. There's a lot. We have a handful. At least a handful for sure. I think that people would recognize, yeah.
But I,
Yes.
yeah, anyway.
See, I'm telling you, we deviate, but
We
it's
do.
okay. It's okay.
Back to prayer.
I can pray. Okay, so I gotta ask, what
What
do
was
we have
that?
a challenge this
Oh,
week?
yes,
Do we have a challenge?
we do have a challenge. Okay, now I would also like to say this challenge is brought to you by my husband because I was having a hard time thinking of a challenge and I was like, okay, I'm gonna ask him. And he actually had a really good idea. So that's what we're doing this week.
All right, Ritzy, did I get it right?
Ritzy, yeah. So he said, who is like, think of a person, somebody who needs to be encouraged by the scripture or even hear the message of the podcast or something, and send them the scripture and to like encourage them who is maybe going through a rough time or just like you are thinking of them and send it to them. So think of somebody who can be encouraged by this and send it to them.
Nice. That is, I love the fact that we're thinking about our neighbors and thinking about people that we can love on and give them the best of literally we can that we can give them, which is scripture and the reassurance of God. Oh, right. Just gotta hand it to you. This is a good one. I'm challenged. I'm feeling challenged.
Yeah,
I already
it
know who
is.
I think I'm gonna send it to. My brother.
You know what? I was just, saying you're talking about your brother. I was thinking about Lauren. So, we can discuss this really quickly. So, Izzy unfortunately has been under the weather. She's a little sicky, and so we weren't sure if we were going to get to record our podcast this week. And so my sister, because I was talking to her about it, she was like, "Well, I can do it," and I was like, "Because we've talked about how she's like our number one fan." And I was like, really, Lauren, you want to be on the podcast? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, well, it's about Psalm 91. She's like, well, I don't know it, but I could do research and I can read it. And, I'll look into it. And I was like, that's so sweet. And I was like, are you willing to like share about, your faith and everything? She's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I'm willing. And I was like, okay, well, even if it doesn't work out, I definitely want to get her on because I think it would be really cool to hear from her perspective. And she's also a mom, so I think that would be cool. But I think maybe she also would be encouraged by it. So I'm gonna still send it to her and have her read it.
It's so cool. Lauren, I love you if you're listening. I know you are. But I think it's so cool what you're doing, everything that you do for like your community with your coffee. Hey, shout out to the coffee
Cowboy
shop
coffee.
you have. And I think it's so amazing that you are willing to share, and I can't wait. We can't wait to have you on as a guest. I'm
Yeah.
obsessed with that idea, just opening it up to a fan base listening. So, oh,
True.
you
And
guys, this is so fun.
if you're in the Iowa or Nebraska area, maybe go check out Cowboy Coffee. Little promotion for my little sister.
Yes, yum. I love coffee. I'm obsessed. So, every mom
True.
knows they need coffee. So, any moms out there listening too.
True.
The best. Yeah. Oh, I am so glad that we did this. I know,
Yes.
again, like Jerry said, it was hard to figure it out how to go to the doctor yesterday, but I am feeling better. And those antibiotics, they get you. They're like on it, turns
Yeah.
around real quick.
For
So,
reals. But it's good. You
yeah.
gotta sometimes you gotta take them. Your body needs some help so they can fight off those diseases. So we're glad that
That's right.
you're getting some antibiotics and you'll feel better soon. And we'll
We'll
be back in 2 weeks.
be back. Yes. Bye, fam. Have a
Thank you for joining
wonderful rest of
us.
your day.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. Bye.